We begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim, daf Kavvav. We begin 8 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous dafim, speaking about the halachas of Kiddush and Havdalah of Friday night and Matzah Shabbos. So the Gemara begins with a brisa, Torah Ban Lin and a brisa. So pasuk in Shemais that says, Zarches Yom Shabbos Lekatre. You should remember, you should recall the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. And that the brisa says, the drasha tells us, a halacha that Zechreyu Al Yain, you should remember, how should you remember the Shabbos? On wine, as Tosfos tells us, that we find many times the concept of remembrance over wine, as the pasuk in Hosea Perek Yudal tells us, Zachur ki yayin levanon. So the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the Sekirat Deidech miyayin. So you see that commemoration is over wine, and hence when we're remembering Shabbos, we do that over a cup, which we call Kiddush. That's how we remember the day of Shabbos over a cup of wine. Now that the Brisa says, Ein le'ele b'yayim. I would only know that you make Kiddush during the daytime, which Rashbam says, the Gemara later on will ask, that it seems that the Iker Kiddush is at night, so why would I think it's by day, and then how do I know it includes night, when my initial assumption would be that you would know it at night and not by day. However, the Braisa says, I would think you only know it by the day, Balayla Minayin. Where do we know that you make Kiddush even Friday night? Tamalaymara, that's what the Pasuk teaches, Zoch es Yoim HaShabbos Lekatre, you should remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it, and that is, the word lekatre, to sanctify it, sounds like it's coming to tell you that when the day becomes holy, which is right in the beginning at Friday night, that then is when you should remember it, and that is over a cup of wine. That's where we know the Friday night Kiddush too. But now the Gemara asks on the Braisa. The Braisa said, Balayla Minayin. So the Braisa said, Balayla Minayin? Is it true that you're asking from where do you know that you make Kiddush at night? Adar Rabbah, to the contrary. Ikka Kiddusha Balayla Hu Kaddush. The main Kiddush is at Friday night. Because when do you sanctify the day? You have to sanctify the beginning of the day when Shabbos is starting. Then you have to sanctify it. You don't wait till Friday night goes by and then wait till Shabbos day. So what am I saying that I would know day, but how do I know night? What do you mean night is, if there's anything that I'm telling you this Kiddush, you would know it's right away when Shabbos starts. Vesu, moreover, is difficult with the Braisa. It says, Balayla Minayin. So how do you know the night? So that's what the Braisa says. Tamalim, it says in the Pasuk, Zachar es Yoim, that you should remember the day. What do you mean? Tana Mahadra Laila, the Tana of the Braisa is trying to find the source where you make Kiddush at night. Because Nasab Lekrod the Imam, and he brings you a pasuk that tells you about the day, Zachar es Yoim. How do we understand this? So essentially, the Gemara says, Hachikama, what the Braisa was saying is that truthfully, they're mixed up. And that is instead of saying, Ainli Ela Balaila, instead of the Braisa saying that I would only know by night, by Yoim Minayin, how do I know during the day? He mixed it up and he said it, Ainli Ela B'Yoim, Balaila Minayin. And that, therefore, the Rashbam says, that's why it wasn't proper to say in the Gemara, Chisuri Mechser, like a lot of times the Gemara says, that that word's missing. It's not really anything missing, it's just inverted, that one case was mixed up with the other one, and the Brice is supposed to be read as follows. Zach HaSeyim HaShabbos HaKadre, says in the Pasuk, you should remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. And that is Zechreu Alayayim Bechnisase, when do you remember the day of Shabbos over a cup of wine? That's when Shabbos begins, when it enters, and that's because, as we said, because the term Lekanshay sounds like when you're sanctifying it, which is when they get sanctified, when Shabbos begins, Friday night. Now, and that is Ainli Ela Balayla, so I would only know that you would make Kiddush Friday night. By Yoim Minayin, how do you know you make Kiddush even during the day? On that Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches, Zachar HaSeyim HaShabbos, that you should remember the day of Shabbos that you make Kiddush even by day. So now that we have that understanding of the Braisa, now the Gemara asks, so by Yoyim Mevarch, now that we have a source that's teaching us you make Kiddush even by day, what bracha do you make for the Kiddush on Shabbos by the day? And that is because if you would say that you make Kiddush on Shabbos day just like you make Kiddush Friday night when you say the whole long bracha and you end of Mekadosh Shabbos, but we had learned previously in the Braisa that says, Shabbos and Yom Tov by the day, there is no Kiddush on the cup of wine. So what Kiddush are we saying then, Shabbos in the day? Adam Rabbi Huda, Boyer Priagofen, you just make a bracha of Boyer Priagofen, which is they bring a cup of wine, you make a bracha and you drink it. And that's covet of the Shabbos to differentiate by this day meal from all other day meals because it looks like a regular day meal because you're not making Kiddush. So we call this Kiddusha Rabbah, that we make this Kiddush, which is some type of a Shira because the halacha is you can only say Shira on Yayin. Hence, you bring a cup of wine, you make a bracha Boyer Priagofen, it's like a Shira. And that's being said by the Shabbos day meal, that's the Kiddush of the day to differentiate, although it's not real Kiddush, as we said in the Braisa, that you don't make Kiddush during the day, but you make this quote Kiddush, you make the bracha of Bari Priagofen, especially before the meal. So the Gemara brings a story to illustrate this halacha that Ravashi ikla mechuzah. Ravashi went to mechuzah. Amrulei, they told him by the day meal, by Kiddush, likadish lan mar kiddusha rabba. Let the master make for us, you're here, you're someone very chashur, make for us the great Kiddush. Now, what that meant was making the bracha by Pri HaGafen. As we said that Shabbos during the day, you only make Kiddush, you make a bracha by Pri HaGafen. Now, the reason why they called it Kiddusha Rabbah, the Rashbam tells us, because all Kiddushim, every time you make Kiddush, which is a sanctification, a Shirat HaShem, which many events have making a bracha, a Bar Pri HaGafen, over a cup of wine, therefore it's called Kiddush Rabbah because it's the great one, it's the one that's used in all different events, that we make a bracha over a cup of wine and make a Bar Pri HaGafen, which is the same by Shabbos day. So they told him, make for us Kiddush Rabbah, the great Kiddush. So Havalei, they gave him the cup of wine. So Rav Ashi was thinking to himself, my new Kiddush Rabbah, I didn't know what they meant, the great Kiddush. So Amrei said, Mechti, let's see. Kala brachas kulan, Bar Pri HaGafen Ami Bereisha. All brachas, the way you start off, I know how to start off, you always start off with the bracha, Bar Pri HaGafen. So that I know for sure I'll get right. So Amar Bar Pri HaGafen says, I'll say Bar Pri HaGafen, V'agid Be'ah, and I'll hold on to it, which meant that he'll keep it for a long time, and he'll pause before he continues on to know if one of them is going to be rushing to go out and drink. If he sees someone rushing to drink, he'll understand that customarily Shabbos by the day, all they make is the bracha of Bar Pri HaGafen and nothing more. Because if not, then he would make for them the Kiddush of Friday night if that was their minig. So he'll wait to see if people are waiting for him to continue talking or someone's about to go ahead and drink. He'll know that that's all they make generally by Shabbos in the day. So Chazil, Ahu Saba, so he saw this elderly man, the Gachin Vishasi, that was bending over and starting to drink because he heard that he finished Kiddush. So Kari Nafshei, so Rav Ashi quoted on himself, a pasuk in Kehelas, HaChacham, the wise man, Einav Bereishai, he has his eyes in his head, which basically means he has the foresight to figure out what to do. That is, although he didn't know exactly what they meant by Kiddushi Rabbah, he figured out this idea to pause, and then he realized that that's all they do, and therefore that's when he drank, because he realized that their minig is Kiddushi Rabbah, just to make the bracha of Bar Pri HaGafen. Nothing more continues in the halachas of Avdala. Amri B'nei Reb Chiya, the sons of Reb Chiya said, Mishle Hivta B'Matzah Shabbos, someone that does not make Havdalah a Matzah Shabbos, Mavdav Ahoylech B'Chala Shabbos Kula, he can make Havdalah the entire week. V'ad Kamen, until how long? When we say the whole week, what does that mean? So Rebbe Zeira Ad Revi B'Shabbos, it means up until Wednesday. And as the Rashbam says, not including Wednesday, which means Tuesday, right before evening. But from Wednesday, which starts in Halacha, from Tuesday night, onward is already considered from the coming Shabbos. So the Gemara says that we can illustrate this halacha, ki hadi Yosef Reb Zeira kamed Rav Asi, as Reb Zeira was sitting in front of Rav Asi, v'amrila, and some say the story was that Rav Asi kamed Rav Yechanan, it was Rav Asi sitting in front of Rav Yechanan, v'yosef v'kama, and he was sitting and saying the following halacha. He said, l'in gittin, in regards to the halacha of divorce documents, if the husband tells the wife, this is your get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz after Shabbos, or let's say he says, on the condition that you give it to me before Shabbos. So what's before Shabbos and what's after Shabbos? So Chod B'Shabbat, Sunday, Trey, Monday, B'Tlasa, and the third one on Tuesday, that's called Baster Shabbat, that's post-Shabbos. Arba, V'Chamsho, Mali Yoyma, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is considered Kamei Shabbat, is considered before Shabbos. And similarly, that's the same halacha with Havdalah, that's why post-Shabbos is still a continuation from Shabbos up until Tuesday night. However, Omer B'Yakov Bar-Idi says, Avaloy Alo'or. However, you do not make the bracha if you did not make it on Matzah Shabbos, you can't make that anymore. The reason is because the only reason why we make the bracha on Matzah Shabbos is because that was when it was initially created, where Adam had the das to rub the two stones together and create the fire. And therefore, once it's not Matzah Shabbos anymore, if it's Sunday ready, then you don't make any more the bracha of Bar Mer Ha'esh. However, the bracha of Amavdal could be said up until Tuesday night. Now the Gemara continues with the halachas of Kiddush. Amrav Breino Amrav. Continue to Amad Beis. Hanoitel Yadav. If someone washes his hands before the meal, you wash all until he's dying. Lo yikadish, he shouldn't make Kiddush anymore. And that is, he should rather have a different person make Kiddush, and he will fulfill his chiyuv, his obligation of Kiddush, by listening to that person, and that person drinking the cup of wine. Where there is no, quote, hesach hadas, any interruption of thought process from washing the tehillas yadayim to eating the bread and making hamotzi on it, because since he himself is not making the bracha. But he himself should not make Kiddush if he washed Netilas Yadayim, because that's the halacha that you should have Netilas Yadayim right next to Kiddush, as the Gemara Masechtas Brachas tells us, because or else it's going to be considered as a Hesach Adas, as an interruption, and then you're going to need another Netilas Yadayim after you make Kiddush. So the Gemara says, and the Bach says there are words that are missing here, where Vechinam or Rav Adabra Hava Marav, so too Rav Adabra Hava said in the name of Rav, that Notal Yodav Lo Yekadosh, if you wash your hands, then you should not be the one making Kiddush. On that, Amlehu Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, that is Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta said to him in response, that he said this halacha, that if you wash the Tilas Yadayim, you should not interrupt before you make the bracha of Hamaitzi, with Kiddush in between. He says, Akanti Lo Yinoch Nafshi De Rav. The soul of Rav has not departed yet. In other words, he's still alive. And yet, Chokin Lishmaitz, already we have forgotten his teaching. And that is because Zimnin Sagi and Havakaim the Kemid Rav, there were many times I was in front of Rav. And Zimnin, the Chaviva La Rifta, that there were times that bread was very desirable to him, and that is because he was hungry, so he wanted to eat bread. Mekadosh Arifta, he would make Kiddush on bread. And hence, what do you see from that? Is that you don't need another Netilas Yadayim after that. Rather, what would he do? He would wash his hands. Then he would eat the bread that was made Kiddush over it. And therefore, you see, in other words, he would say, he would wash his hands. He would say, Vayichulu. He would make the bracha of Hamoitzi, which generally you make the bracha of Bari Paragraf, and he would say Hamoitzi there. Finish the nusach of the bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then eat the bread. So you see that the interruption of Kiddush between the eating of the bread and the washing of the hands is not considered Hesradas. So therefore, how can you say that the halacha is that he should not make Kiddush in between, and if he does, he's going to have to wash over his hands, when we see clearly that it's not an interruption? However, the Rashbam does tell us that, like, Tchila, initially, as the Gemara in Brachas and Daphne Nalva Amid Beis tells us, that you should first make Kiddush on a cup of wine, Maizgan, and then wash until his dime, as Beis Hill's opinion is quoted in Mesechtes Brachas. However, B'diyavid, he says clearly that, one, it would not be considered an interruption to require a person washing his hands over again, as we find that Rav would sometimes make Kiddush over bread, and that would be an interruption between the eating of the bread and the washing of the Tilas Yadayim. Whereas Zimnin, the Chaviva Leichamer, sometimes wine was desirable for him, and Mekadosh Lechamer, and then he would make Kiddush on wine, as is our custom. However, he was arguing on the halacha that if you make Kiddush in between, that's going to be considered a Heschadas. Another din regarding Kiddush, Amar Rav Huna Marav, Tom, if somebody tasted something, if he ate before Kiddush, Ein Mekadosh, then he can't make Kiddush anymore the entire Friday night. He has to wait until tomorrow, Shabbos in the day, before he eats, then he can make Kiddush. So on that, the Gemara says, Tom, if somebody tasted something on Matzah Shabbos, then what's the halacha? Can you make havdalah? Is it the same halacha there applies that it has to be before you eat, and hence you're going to have to wait for the following morning before you eat? Or is Matzah Shabbos havdalah different than Kiddush Friday night? So Amalei told him that it's a machlekes. I say, Tom, Ma'avdol, even if you taste something Matzah Shabbos before Havdalah, you could still make Havdalah. That although by Kiddush I said that Tom ain't a Mekadosh, but by Havdalah you don't have to be so stringent. Rav Asya, however, Rasi says, Tom ain't a Ma'avdol. He holds that if you taste something, then you can't make Havdalah anymore for this night. So the Gemara brings a story related to this, that Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba ikla labei Rav Asi, he went to the house of Rav Asi, Ishtli Rav Yirmiyah forgot, v'tomidi, and he tasted something before Havdalah. They brought him a cup of wine, and he made Abdullah. So Rav Asi's wife said to him, but you, my husband, the master, you don't do that. In other words, because Rav Asi said that Tom ain't a Mavdal. That your opinion is that once you taste something, you can't make Abdullah anymore. So Rav Asi said to his wife, Shafke, leave him alone. He holds like his teacher, and that is he holds like Rav, because Rav Huna had said this over in the name of Rav, and hence, he's going like his teacher, holds that even if you taste, you could still make Havdalah. So Amar Rav Yosef says, Amar Shmuel, Tom ain't a Mekadosh. He holds that if you taste something Friday night, you can't make Kiddush anymore. Tom ain't a Mavdal. Similarly, if you taste something Matzah Shabbos, you can't make Havdalah anymore for that night. Rabbi Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel, he has a different version in the name of Shmuel, that Tom Mekadosh. If you tasted Friday night, you could still make Kiddush. V'Tom Mavdal, and if you taste something, you could still make Havdalah. So on that, the Gemara continues on top of Kav Zayin Amad Aleph. Amar Rava says, Hilchas of the Halacha is, Ta'am Mekadosh, even if you taste something Friday night, although you shouldn't before Kiddush, but you can still make Kiddush. V'Ta'am Abdullah, and if you taste something Matzah Shabbos before Abdullah, you can still make Abdullah. Another Halacha, he says, Umishle Kiddush Be'er Shabbos. Whoever did not make Kiddush on Friday night, Mekadosh V'Hoylich Koloyim Kulei Ad Matzah Shabbos, he could continue to make Kiddush the entire Shabbos up until it's the end of Shabbos, when Shabbos leaves. And Mishle Hivdul B'Matzah Shabbos, whoever did not make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, Mavdal V'Hoylech Kol HaShabbos Kula. He could continue to make Havdalah for the entire week, which, as we had explained in the previous daf, it means up until Wednesday, and that's the halacha, that's how we pasken like Rava. So the Gemara says that Amemer, however, Pasach Lahoshmaita de Rava Bahailishna. He opened up, in other words, he had a different version of what we just quoted in the name of Rava regarding the Halacha, that he says that Amar Rava, Rava said, Hilchas of Halacha is Ta'am Mekadosh, on that he holds is the same. Just the last Halacha that he's saying is going to be different than the previous version. So if you taste something Friday night, Mekadosh, you can still make Kiddush. Ta'am Mavdal, if you taste something about Shabbos, you can still make Abdullah. Mishle Kiddush be'Erev Shabbos, if you did not taste something in Erev Shabbos, Mekadosh v'Hoylech Chol V'Yam Kuloi, you could still make Shabbos the entire day of Shabbos. Mishle Hivdol b'Matzah Shabbos, however, if someone did not make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, Mavdol v'Hoylech Chol V'Yam Kuloi, he could continue to make Havdalah, not the entire Shabbos, not the entire week, which we said goes up until the end of the halachic week in regards to Havdalah, which is up until Tuesday night, but rather he says that he could continue to make Havdalah the entire day, which means up until Sunday night, not up until Tuesday night.